I am sickened by the things that I am seeing on this app about the family members of Kristen and James Brock. Their lives were taken while they slept in their bed in February of this year, and there has been an arrest made. It's the daughter of Kristen, the stepdaughter of James. And that is really, we don't have very many facts in this case because that's not how it works. The evidence isn't just going to be put on live TV for everybody to see because you want it. We have to wait for the trial. I have tried very hard to stick to the facts. Their lives were taken. There's been an arrest. That's what we know. Bond was denied. There's been an indictment on 8 felony charges. That is what we should be talking about. Keeping James and Kristen's names out there and reporting the facts. Not speculation, not insinuations, not lies. I am seeing things that are lies. And they are dragging the family members, especially of James Brock, through the mud. Can you just step back for a moment and have a little bit of common sense and compassion? This family already lost 2 family members. And then they had to watch another family member get arrested and charged and deal with all the feelings that come with that. Anger, sadness, rage, confusion. And now you have bunk-ass TikTok creators creating videos saying that they are lying, they are doing this. I am sickened. You are disgusting. I don't know how you sleep at night. I don't know what your problem is. Find a new hobby or find a little bit of compassion. Maybe try the golden rule, which is usually treat people as you want to be treated. So try to put yourself in the shoes of this family. Would you want to try to escape and scroll on TikTok for a while and then see people talking about you, the family member of the victim? Just a new world of vile from some of these creators, whether it's the Koberger case and them still dragging the surviving roommates, or now this one where you're dragging the victim's family members. How about we all sit patiently, only talk about the facts, and see what comes out at trial? Because that's the way this works. And for everybody screaming, where's the evidence? That's not how this works. We are the public. We are not privy to that information until it comes out in court paperwork or at the trial. So let's all just sit back, have some compassion, have some human decency. Sorry for my cussing in this video. I don't usually do that. I am pissed. I am pissed for the family members. I hope you wake up one day and think, wow, how am I handling this? Do I have integrity? Do I respect what I am doing as a creator? I guess for some people, it's not about integrity and respect and being appropriate. It is about what is going to get the views. How can I rage bait people and get my views up and make some money on this crime, on this loss of life? Just sickening.